Okay, it's 3:02, 3:03. I'm not sure. And welcome to the September 11, 2024 School Board of Directors meeting. We do have a quorum, and now it's time for the Pledge of Allegiance and to look at the flag on us. I pledge allegiance to the
United States of America. To the Republic, which stands, my nation is under God, the business of love, with liberty and justice.
Any public comment? Oh, good. So, does anybody have any questions about the agenda or want any changes to the agenda? Nope, I call it. We are interviewing to fill board position number one for the director. We'll interview the candidates. Public meeting for formal interview process. We have a list of questions that we'll take turns asking. Same questions will be asked of both candidates. We may ask clarified questions concerning answers if necessary. The successful candidate will fill the board vacancy until the terms ends in November 2025. In May, you have to apply to be elected if you want to. Beth Spaulding's at 3:05, and I'm assuming you're Melanie S. at 3:35. And from 3:55 to 4:10, there'll be an executive session of 15 minutes in accordance with RCW, blah, 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 to evaluate the qualifications. And no decisions were made during that particular session. It'll be paused then and reconvene at 4:10. As a result of the interviews, the board may select a new board member. We are reconvening into regular session at that point. So, shall we go? John, you want to start with the first question? Oh.
Sure. Why do you want to be on the school board, and what experience, background, and interests do you bring, Elizabeth?
Okay. Well, I have my whole adult life been involved with education. I started after college teaching, so I have taught first grade, third grade, subbed in kindergarten, subbed at all grade levels, moved up to math, and taught middle school and then high school math. So I've obviously, excuse me, always been interested in education and what's going on. Growing up, my uncle was a superintendent. My aunts were, a couple of them were teachers, and so it's kind of been around in the family for a long time. The school board I see as, it's the kind of the top, from teachers to administrators and then going on up to school board. So I think, with their expectation of looking at, finances, what's happening in the schools and things like that, even though it's delegated out, I think that just that interest in what's going on in the school still, it's hard to walk away from it, having been involved for so long. So I would be interested in still kind of keeping my foot in the door and kind of being a part, because I think our good schools are really, what makes us a good community. That, the schools are just a key part, and it was one of the things we looked at when we were thinking about where to move and if we wanted to move and things like that, was what we could learn and hear about the San Juan Island School District. Okay. What do you think are the current strengths of the San Juan Island schools? I think one of the major strengths is the support we have from the community. I think that, being able to pass bond levies, tax issues, and things like that, that some districts across the state have struggled with, that, we've had a lot of community support that way. So I think that's a huge strength. I think also the work that the school has done on, trying to connect with the community and the students that we have, and being able to look at that and meet the needs of the students we have. A good example of that is, going in with the pre-K program, that the district is now doing, to be able to recognize the importance of that and the effect that that has before kids start kindergarten. So I think that that's definitely a strength as I see, what's happening in the school district and what they are doing. Being involved with the schools, I think, are amazing teachers and staff that we have. are definitely a plus than what you sometimes see in other, you know, other areas where they're struggling to get good teachers. Every time I, you know, have worked with new teachers and things like that, I think, you know, we're lucky that we have the teachers that we have. Thank you.
Next.
Okay. Beth, in what areas do you think our schools could be improved?
That's a tough one, other than just to say that no matter whether, you know, what you're looking at in a district, we should always be working on what can we change to make it better? You know, what can be improved? So I think, you know, looking at as our population changes, as the school population changes, and just our community in general, being able to continue, you know, to work and see, you know, what new needs might be, you know, how can we better address those students that we are, you know, are now coming into our schools, and reaching out and making sure that we're still keeping that communication up. So I think, you know, there's just looking beyond our island, which is remote. So, and I know the district has been involved a lot in looking at the reports from what you all have done as far as going to state meetings and WASDA things and, you know, things that come down. I think that that will continue to make sure that the district, the schools do improve, you know, if we stay current on things.
How do you define the function of governance versus management with respect to the role of a board member?
I see the school board as being more of the governance part of it, as far as you know, they're kind of the overseer and responsible for the what's, like I said, mentioned before, what's happening as far as financially and going on as far as looking at making sure that there's student improvement, that our kids are improving and what they need to learn, that they're learning the things that our community see as being important. So, you know, looking at that. But as far as management, you know, you need to have that awareness, but the management really gets broken down to where it's the administrators are looking more at what are the teachers doing. I mean, we as school board shouldn't be, you know, managing every little thing, every little detail that's going on. I think that's not what's expected of a school board. The governance is important. The management is, hopefully they've got good people working under them, you know, within the district that's going to handle the management part. The way I look at that. Thank you.
How would you describe the way in which you work as a member of a team and your decision-making style in a group process?
I think as far as being a member of a team, it's important to look at what everyone has to contribute or what they have to say about it, to get everyone's feedback on things and ideas. And looking at it, it should be a group process in the decision-making. I mean, it should be through that conversations that go on and what's important to the different people to kind of, I don't know whether compromise is the right word, but look and see, you know, how can they, through discussion, be able to come up with what should be done as far as being able to do that. I'm part of a lot of teams right now since while I was teaching. So I think looking at how team members need to be respectful of everybody that's concerned and listening to everyone and what they have to say and understanding someone else's perspective, because it may not always be just what I would think or someone else might think, but be able to work it out and be able to do that as far as being part of the team.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. What recommendations do you have for obtaining community support?
I think one of the biggest things with community support is to make sure that as much PR is going out as possible, that the community knows what the school is doing. I mean, promoting, whether it be something that's going on in an individual classroom, you know, some special project that they did, or, you know, some of the groups that support the school, you know, what they are doing. your newsletters, you know, explaining what go out all the time and different things. I think as much as the school can do that, especially to parents that maybe don't always have the ability to come to school. You know, maybe it's a parent that doesn't feel comfortable or can't during the day to go to a PTSA meeting or something like that. But that they are just aware, because it's one of those things that I think if the community, and we have a, you know, a highly educated community, and if they see what's going on, then they're going to support that. And they're going to look at that and say, you know, those are good things. And that's why they will continue to support. So to me, communication is the key thing. And making sure it's available if it needs to be in Spanish or things like that, that that's being done. Thank you.
Okay. Beth, how would you encourage parents, staff, and community members to work together in the best interests of our children?
That's okay. Boy, again, I think what comes to mind is almost that, you know, the senior exhibitions, you know, when they have those and have community members come in and hear from the kids what their experience has been in school, parents coming and hearing that as well. So any of the things, types of things like that, that again, if they come together, they're hearing what's going on. I think staff, not just, you know, back to school night, the first week of school or second week of school, but you know, are there other things during the year, whether it be things like, you know, a math night and things like that, that I know the elementary school does and different ones have done. If, you know, just ways to encourage them and, you know, make sure that they are aware of everything. Asking for help, whether it be some volunteers that are needed for different things. You know, you're going to get community members or parents involved if there's things going on. And it's always helpful to have another adult available, maybe, for what's going on, what's happening, with, you know, even if, you know, a small field trip here on the island, or taking a group of kids to the library for something, or, you know, the museum, art museum, and things like that. I think all those kinds of things would help everybody work together.
If selected, would it be your intention at this point in time to run for office in November of 2025?
Yes, I think so. I've been, it's one of those things that's been in the back of my mind, because I have been encouraged by a lot of different people at different times to run for the school board, saying that it would be, you know, helpful to have an educator on the board, knowing what's going on. So, when I retired, which was part of it 5 years ago, I guess now, I got to stop and think. Yep, 5 years. I started to say four, and I was like, no, it's been five. Time goes by. COVID just took a big blank out of there, and it's hard to keep track of it. But, you know, at that point, I know people said, oh, good, now you can be on the school board, you know, when I retired. And when this opportunity came up, you know, people encouraged me. So it's kind of, it's always been out there as a thought of would I want to do it, you know, or not. So this kind of opened the door to say, sure, I'll try, you know, and see if I can do it. So I would say yes to that.
Okay. Thank you. Sure. It's not on here, but I think there should be a place where we ask you if you have questions at all.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah. Questions
for us?
It's usually after.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. Let's see. I guess just one thing I was curious about was, as far as I know, the positions and who's handling what of the different thing, you know, like who's handling the WAA and who's handling legislative things and stuff like that. I just wondered, when do you determine that? Who's going to be chair? Is that when it? Okay.
Yeah, tonight.
Yeah. I knew it was annual, and I just didn't know, was it after an election or was it?
Is it? Yeah.
And so they don't all change every time. Who's the legislative rep?
Right.
Every 2 years we decide, but we've had turmoil, this and that. So
it's some of it's changed. Some,
yeah.
Okay.
And Sarah was WI.
Mm-hmm.
And now Brian.
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I was aware of the different positions, but I never paid attention as far as when that changed, when it did that. So I was curious. Okay, so it's January.
Yeah, because the election is certified at the end of November, and so we have our officers in January office will change over. And technically, WASDA would like us to have a new chair every year, but nobody else wants to do it, so I stuck with it.
I know how that goes.
You're the most experienced.
There you go.
And also, I realized my train of thought. They also they want us to switch over, but you can't do it until you've been on the board at least 2 years.
Oh, is that right?
For the chair.
The chair. Yeah. But that didn't happen either because we had too many people leave all at once, and I ended up with a head. So, you know, just what happens.
It's what works out.
Right.
Okay. No, it's just that was one thing I remember. I was kind of curious about that. Didn't know.
Yeah. Do we have? There's nothing else.
It's December when you do the reorganization, but it starts in force in January.
Okay.
But right, yeah. We're going to do that at the December board meeting after certification.
Okay.
You saw my resume, my letter. I just was there anything on that you wanted clarified? Or was that okay? I'm happy to answer any questions on that. Okay. All right.
Well, that was quick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not looking at the clock. So and I know I talk fast, so. Yeah,
but yeah, we got five more. Oh, six more.
Okay. I should slow down and talk.
Right. If you think you talk fast, you should listen to him.
We can compete, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And Brian.
Yeah.
And a lot.
That's very true. My wife makes that
note. My whole life, the teacher's comments. She talks too much. All right.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. I warmed it up for you.
Quick break or just dive in?
Do we want to wait till?
I'd say just roll it.
I think we just roll it.
We can roll it.
Can we take a 1 minute?
Yeah, right. 1 minute break. And I need water.
There you go. Do I need water?
Wait, do you have water over here somewhere? A little water thing?
Just the water.
Yeah, maybe. We have a lot of drinking water.
Yeah. Oh, actually, it's going to change. Could you win a bet?
Excellent. All right. Thank you.
I'd like to see the video. Because when he comes out with his guns or whatever.
Yeah. Oh. I'm sorry.
You have.
Unfortunately, the game is on Peacock, but we don't.
I have a subscription.
Or I'll just log in to the subscription at the club.
You'll be on the Big Ten Network at some point. Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll watch. Mm-hmm. Are you going to the game?
No.
Who did you leave off with?
Me.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's to John.
Okay.
Okay.
Same question.
Same order.
Unless you want to go the other direction.
I don't think it matters.
Okay.
Okay. Why do you want to be on the school board? And what experience, background, and interest do you bring as a potential member of the school board?
So my why, I did put a little bit about this in my letter because it's really important. So my youngest child is a junior at the high school now. I have another daughter who went to Friday Harbor High School as well. Two of my four kids have neurodiversity challenges. So when we moved here in 2017 and we became part of the school district, the things that became available to them that they had never seen before were outstanding. First of all, the class size was smaller than my son's private school that he had gone to before. So that alone was just so incredibly impressive. My big why, though, is really to give back for all that the district has given to my family. my two kids have been very, very successful in this district. They have just thrived and they love school and have an interest in education beyond high school, which I think is just every parent's goal and dream, right? So when I think about why I want to be part of the board, I know a few of you and I've had a chance to have some discussions about what it really means. And I feel I have the time, the energy, the passion, and I have skills and experience that would make this a really good place for my energy. I care deeply about the experience that the students have in this district. I want all of them to have the choices that my kids have had, have been afforded. And so it's really about community service and giving back at this point. I do serve on some other community boards as well with Beth and some others. And I also serve on the Washington State University, of which I'm a graduate. I serve on the board, National Board of Advisors for their curriculum for Sculpts, the College of Business. That has been an incredibly rewarding experience for me. Having been a graduate of the College of Business and now being able to formulate their curriculum with the dean and work with them on moving their education to the future. It is very different now to get a marketing degree than it was in 1994, right? So when I think about what that opportunity could look like in a public school district, I just think it would be a really great way for me to bring those experiences here as well. Job number one that I get paid for, I've worked at Microsoft, like TJ, for a really long time, and I've had the opportunity to do a dozen different jobs without leaving the company, which I think is such a great benefit of a company like Microsoft, right? One of the things I have learned is that having diversity in those experiences has just given me a really good perspective. There's never really the one story or one point of view that's correct. You have to see it from a lot of different functional points of view, and I've gotten to see that. And so in my current role, it's a weird title. If you ever watch The West Wing, you know what the chief of staff means, but I literally look across our entire division and help all the leaders in the division make decisions on what's best to run the organization. And so I've been able to have these amazing experiences across the company that give me the ability to see every single person's point of view and really empathize with them so I can help the leader make decisions on behalf of the organization. So that role alone, I feel like, has really positioned me well, not just for the school board, but for other, I wouldn't say governing boards, but just community service boards in general. I know how to listen. I have to. And I know how to take in information at a very high level and process it. And I know how to be fair. And I think that's also really important.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. What do you think are the current strengths of our school?
Oh, gosh. I'm going to start with Griffin Bay. Griffin Bay was an amazing experience for my oldest daughter. And so my personal experience through that, when we moved here, she was living with her biological mother in California. That was not a good situation. So she moved here with us. And a lot of her stuff didn't transfer right. It was a really difficult situation. She had taken ASL as her language instead of Spanish or something else. So Griffin Bay was instrumental in helping her not only maintain her nearly perfect GPA, but making sure she was at a level where she could take the classes that were, she had taken almost everything by the time she got here. So Griffin Bay allowed her to expand beyond where she had come from. So that was really, really positive for her. Now seeing and what Griffin Bay has become for the district and sort of a source for kids, not just that live on this island, but everywhere else, I feel like that is just a huge opportunity for us. And so I'm a huge fan of Griffin Bay. The second thing I'll mention is Avid. And I know Brian's really close to this and cared about him a lot, but also three of my four children have been through Avid. I know what it does for kids who are disorganized. And I've seen it firsthand what it can do. And huge proponent of that. Through the San Juan Public Schools Foundation Board, of which I'm a part of, we wrote a proposal to the Community Foundation for the FAIR grant and won it. And we have money now to give to the AVID program this year because we've decided as a foundation that's important to us. I just think that every kid needs to have an equal opportunity to understand what choice post-secondary school, and that's just really important to me as well. I'm really impressed with the way Avid is being implemented here and the education we're giving our staff to get done what they need to get done in Avid. So I'm a huge fan of that. The last thing I'll say, I agree with Beth too, the community is super important. I'm not going to discount that, but she already hammered that one. So the staff is amazing. Every single staff member that I've ever interacted with has been respectful, knowledgeable, just best in class. So I just feel like we have a gift in the staff here, and I would love to be a part of the board and fully appreciate what they do. Thank you.
Melanie, in what areas do you think our schools could be improved?
I know this is a challenge in the classrooms right now. I'm a little biased because my son is in high school, so I'll speak to what I see there. I don't think this is probably an elementary issue yet. Technology is a huge part of education now, and AI has made its way into education, whether we want it there or not. Phones are in hand, whether we want them there or not. And I have done enough research to know that there is positions on how we should embrace those things and move forward with them. So I think technology is an area where the board can invest research and knowledge to help the district move forward with it versus against it. A little biased given that the education division at Microsoft is the division I'm in, and we have a lot of best practices and expertise in order to help districts do that. And I've seen it be successful. I know you had consultant here doing professional development this summer, Jeff Utek, who also works with Microsoft. And he has a lot of really great things to say about the future and what that looks like. So I would say, as far as improvement goes, I really think it's more about modernizing the way we approach the curriculum for technology. Thank you.
How do you define the functions of governance versus management with respect to the role of a board member? Can I skip you?
No.
Okay. Looked at me like I just skipped you. Okay. Sorry about that.
Governance versus management. I mean, I think this is a tricky subject for all boards, nonprofits, organizations, companies even. And I do agree 100% with Beth. It should be all governance and oversight, and very little management, if any. The board has one employee, and it's your job to do the rest, right? And I don't think it's different in theory than any other board. I struggle a little bit because this is a small town, and I know everyone knows everyone, so it's hard. I think the one big thing that the board has to be willing to do and has done really well is be very, very approachable in listening and taking feedback from the community on what's going on in the classrooms with kids, with staff, everyone. It's not their job to solve those problems, but the board being the face of the district to take feedback is also, I think, really important. So while I don't think that has to necessarily do with governments, I believe feedback is a gift, and the board should be responsible for looking out for those things and seeking it. But just in terms of management, I'm not sure, how big that role should ever be. Setting policy and budgets, things like that. You know, I think that's great. Thank you.
How would you describe the way in which you work as a member of a team and your decision-making in a style of group process?
I talked about this in my letter a little bit too. My approach, and whether it's just in life or at work or in teams or in community service, I ask a lot of questions. I seek a lot of clarity, even if it becomes annoying. I think it's really important to not make assumptions and make sure you really understand where your team members are coming from, and not brush it aside. So I do ask the coach everything with a lot of curiosity and a lot of questions. I also think working in a team we must have a very high level of trust and confidentiality. I think that all adds up to respect in general. So I think those two things are my sort of attributes that I would bring to working as a team. I've been a part of very small teams and very large executive corporate teams for a very long time. I've seen it work well, and I've seen it crumble to the ground. And usually the crumbling happens when there's lack of trust, lack of confidentiality, toxicity. So those are things that I definitely try to.
What recommendations do you have for obtaining community support?
One of the things that I get to do as part of the Public Schools Foundation is really engage the community on fundraising. And there's been a lot of really cool opportunities for me to do that. We've done things like set up booths at the brewery for Oktoberfest. I get to speak at back to school nights, or meet the when the kindergartners come and meet their teachers. I think events, small events like that, meeting people where they are is really important as a board. And as I mentioned before, this accessibility and being approachable, feedback, that happens in those moments. It happens when someone comes up to make a craft hat at a fair with you and they're giving you feedback about their kid's classroom, right? So I think really meeting the community where they're at. So don't expect them to come to the board for things.
Oh,
they're,
darn.
I know, it's a disappointment, right? But then at the brewery, right? They're at that school night. So really meeting the community where they are, I think, is very important. I like the way the high school manages social media. That really helps me as a parent. It's hard to manage calendars. Everybody's busy. They do a good job reminding the community what's going on, whether you have a kid in school or not. And so I think they do a great job with that. So I think that's a great way to do that. Let me think if I have anything. I don't know if you guys have done this before, but even engaging the Chamber of Commerce and the businesses in town, I mean, most of them have children or grandchildren in this district or know, are very close to someone in the district. So engaging the Chamber of Commerce on what's going on with the district and how we help, whether that benefits the school district directly or the Public School Foundation, almost the same thing. I think that might be something that we can look at.
Thank you.
Melanie, how would you encourage parents, staff, and community members to work together in the best interest of our children?
I think making the effort to have personal conversations with each other is really important. There's a lot of online chatter about what's right, wrong, or not. And I think just having those personal conversations, going in to meet your children's teacher, showing up at, you know, going into Fred at the fair, I see TJ at the golf course, like, having those conversations out and about in our community and not just assuming and asking those questions. Again, it probably goes back to my feedback statement earlier, but I think encouraging the community, the parents, to have those conversations with you. I know Brett definitely makes the effort because he's done that with me several times, but so do other teachers. So I think it's on both the community side and on the staff side to make sure that we're having those conversations and they're not just hidden online where people don't really identify with their neighbors. So
I think she's saying I need to go to the grocery store.
But that takes 45 minutes.
So I just send my husband by the grocery store.
If selected, would it be your intention at this point in time to run for office in November 2025?
Absolutely.
Thank you. Okay, now, any questions for us?
Yes.
Okay.
So I heard the district is getting electric buses. Is it true?
One.
Bus.
Starting with one.
Okay.
They're very expensive.
I imagine.
And we have a transportation fund
okay.
that rolls over. And so okay. it's supposed to make us able to afford a bus every 3 years before.
Okay.
Diesel. The past. Well, but it's every 3 or 4 years. And so this is going to be like a
two things worth of buses.
Yeah.
So and we have to worry about the infrastructure. We did get a grant, but it's this is thanks to TJ who wouldn't shut up about his
electric buses. I just think it's so forward looking and it's really cool, and I think it gives the students something ambitious to look at. I'm just curious what the process was to even like how did it get from idea to bus getting delivered?
Right. It's not going to be delivered.
Well,
yeah, I've handled Thread for a number of years. They're not cheap. There are a lot of early adoptees that will tell you that they're not all they're cracked up to be.
Lopez but, calls theirs a paperweight.
Yeah, but okay. Living on the my philosophy is living on the island. We're looking at the next generation. All the gas that comes, all the diesel fuel that comes to the island is by barge. There's the opportunity for an accident, spillage, ruins where we live, things like that. So electric is the first step, hopefully, towards moving away from the internal combustion engines that we're familiar with, that we grew up.
Yeah.
It's the first step. You can't get from here to 100% overnight. It's gradual. And okay. Fred saw that. He's been diligent.
I think it's interesting that process question too, because it really the process we can tease TJ that he was the persistent one that pushed on this, and the resistance wasn't a resistance against the idea, but the resistance was an idea we can't do this financially yet. It just takes a little bit of time. But we also have
finding grants.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And is it the board's responsibility to go find those grants?
We've actually applied twice for it, not once trying to fill them, but and been denied. We just got it this last year, and so and it was in also at the same time that what she talked about that cycle of being able to have money. They call it appreciation value. And everything. But it what they gave us with that extra money gave us a chance to buy something that's $500,000 electric buses. Mm-hmm. So where our regular bus is 175. Mm-hmm. So that's quite extensive.
I drew the conclusion. There's a really great EV class, EV principles class at the high school that my son is taking, and the fact that those kids can see that in practical application, I just thought that's so inspiring to that generation where they won't ever own cars that are Teslas and electric vehicles, right? They just won't. Mm-hmm. So thank you for that. I think that's really fantastic. I don't have any other questions. Okay. Is there anything else?
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
So we can leave your executive session. So two things on it, because you're going in early, which you can go in, but it was only scheduled for 15. So if you go beyond 15, you have to come out with Diane and right. Okay. 15 minutes. If you have any I know there's all of the resume, cover letters online, but if you need any paperwork to help in your decision, you can come out today and give it to you. And other than that,
I know that. Can we take a quick break?
Thank
you. Turn our little microphones off.
Yes, you do.
You're going to start a quick.
No. Yeah, we're not going to.